Chapter 11. Performance Tuning for Hybrid and Air Powertrains. Electric and hybrid vehicles are often praised for their instant torque, smooth power delivery, and energy efficiency. Yet, just like traditional performance cars, there is room for optimization. While tuning an EV differs from reprogramming a gasoline engine ECU, it involves carefully managing software, thermal systems, and auxiliary components to extract more performance without sacrificing reliability or battery health. 11.1 Understanding EV Tuning versus ICE Tuning. ICE tuning focuses on air-fuel ratio, turbo boost, ignition timing, and exhaust flow. EV tuning focuses on battery management and power output limits, motor controller software, torque mapping and regenerative braking profiles, thermal management systems. In short, ICE tuning optimizes combustion, EV tuning optimizes electrons and control systems. 11.2 Areas of EV and Hybrid Performance Tuning. 1. Battery output and power delivery. Manufacturers often place conservative limits on peak current draw to protect battery longevity. Aftermarket solutions, with caution, can raise allowable discharge rates, increasing acceleration. Owners should balance thrill versus lifespan. More current equals faster wear if not cooled properly. 2. Motor controller reprogramming. The inverter and controller determine how efficiently DC battery power converts to AC motor power. Software updates can sharpen throttle response, modify torque curves, adjust regenerative braking aggressiveness. 3. Thermal management upgrades. Performance tuning is only sustainable if the pack and motors stay cool. Practical upgrades. Improved coolant fluids. Auxiliary fans or upgraded radiators for hybrid cooling systems. Periodic flushing to ensure efficiency. 4. Regenerative braking optimization. Aggressive regen helps recapture energy but can feel unnatural in sporty driving. Tuners often set a variable map, softer regen for track driving, stronger regen for city use. 5. Weight reduction and chassis mods. Unlike ICE engines, EVs are heavy due to their batteries. Lightweight wheels, carbon fiber body parts, and upgraded suspension drastically improve performance per kilowatt hour. 11.3 Hybrid specific tuning considerations. Hybrids require balance between ICE and electric motor. Tuning opportunities include adjusting handoff points between gas and electric, optimizing regen versus friction braking balance, ECU remapping to enhance acceleration while retaining fuel economy. 11.4 Risks and safety concerns. Warranty voids. Many manufacturers lock ECUs and BMS software. Modifications may void coverage. Thermal runaway. Overclocking the battery pack without upgraded cooling can be catastrophic. Electrical safety. High voltage systems are dangerous. Only qualified tuners with insulation tools should attempt modifications. 11.5 Real world examples. Tesla acceleration boost upgrade. Tesla Cell's official software unlocks that reduce 0 to 60 miles per hour times by 0.5 SEC, showing that performance often sits behind software gates. Nissan Leaf E+ mods. Enthusiasts have modified regen maps and throttle response via open source CAN bus tools. Hybrid racing in Europe. Toyota Prius and Honda CR-Z hybrids have been tuned with ECU plus suspension upgrades to compete in local track racing events. 11.6 Practical advice for owners. Start with official software upgrades before aftermarket mods. Focus on chassis and suspension tuning first. It maximizes performance without touching the battery. Monitor battery state of health, so, regularly when experimenting with higher performance settings. Remember, performance gains should never come at the cost of safety. 11.7 Charging methods and performance implications. Performance isn't just about acceleration, it's also about how quickly you can recharge and return to action. The type of charger you use has a direct impact on battery health and long-term performance. Level 1, 120 VAC, 2, 5 miles of range per hour. Slowest method, but gentlest on the battery. Ideal for overnight charging and long-term preservation. Level 2, 240 VAC, 20, 40 miles of range per hour. Standard for most EV owners. Balances charging speed with minimal degradation. Best long-term choice for daily use. DC fast charging, 50 to 250 kilowatts. Enables rapid recharging, up to 80% in 30, 40 minutes. Critical for long distance and performance driving cycles. Frequent use accelerates wear due to heat and high current flow. Ultra-fast charging, greater than 250 kW, 350 kW CCS, Tesla Supercharger V3. Designed for next-gen EVs with robust cooling systems. Delivers incredible convenience for track and road trip scenarios. Should be used strategically, repeated daily use can shorten battery life. Key insight. For performance drivers, mixing fast charging with regular slow charging is the best approach. Use DC fast charging, when necessary, but rely on level 2 at home to keep the battery cool, healthy, and ready for high performance demands. Final conclusion. EV and hybrid performance tuning is more about software, charging strategies, and thermal efficiency than mechanical changes. With the right approach, owners can unlock exciting gains while protecting their battery investment. Case study: balancing fast charging and performance driving. Owner profile. Kareem, a 34-year-old EV enthusiast in Dubai, owns a Porsche Taycan 4S. He drives it daily but also takes it to weekend track events. His main challenge: keeping performance consistent while relying on ultra-fast charging at the track. The problem. During one track weekend, Kareem noticed the Taycan's acceleration began to dip after repeated sessions, even though the battery was at 70 to 80% charge. The culprit? Heat buildup from back-to-back ultra-fast charging combined with high discharge racing sessions. The strategy. Pre-charging prep, Kareem now charges to only 80% the night before at home using level 2 AC charging gentler on the pack. Track day routine. Instead of topping up to 100% between every session on 270 kW chargers, he limits midday DC fast charges to 60-70%. Thermal management, he added a cool down lap at the end of each run and allowed the battery to rest before plugging in. Monitoring tools, using the Taycan's built-in thermal readouts, he watches coolant temps and avoids charging when the pack is already hot. The result. Battery temperatures remained within safe limits. Power output stayed consistent across the day. Long-term degradation slowed his take and retained over 94% state of health, so, after 3 years of mixed fast charging and track use. Lesson learned. High-performance EV ownership requires balancing charging strategy and thermal management. DC fast charging is an enabler for performance driving, but pairing it with home level 2 charging and smart cool down routines dramatically extends battery life.